All set, Jason.
Free Bradley Manning. Stop the war. Expose the lies.
Your name? Jason Hurd.
Free Bradley Manning.
In front of the White House right now, Jason. Explain what's going on.
Well, we're here today as a unified veterans movement, Iraq Veterans Against the War, Veterans for Peace, March Forward, VVAW, whole lot of veterans groups out here, and we're here to take a stand for our brother Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning is being accused of treason and all of these horrendous things when all he was doing was exposing lies, and that is not a crime. When you expose crimes of war, that is not in itself of a crime, and it's what we ask of every American soldier to do. If they find wrongdoing, expose it.
You're holding on to the fence in front of the White House?
Yeah.
You might get arrested?
Yeah.
Why? Why are you doing this?
It's time that our government realizes that it cannot continue to ignore its veterans. And in fact, now they're torturing one of our GIs in Quantico, Bradley Manning. That's wrong. And every American citizen should be out here on this gate, banging down the doors, trying to get this government to change. They voted in the Democrats. They thought that was going to change things, and it's not. Democrats and Republicans are two sides of the same coin. It's the same sort of cultural ideology, and we need a cultural shift in America, and we're here to bring it.
You're a veteran yourself?
I am. I served in Iraq in Baghdad from 04 to 05.
As a medic?
Yeah.
Talk about Operation Recovery.
So Operation Recovery is a veteran-led campaign to end deployments for traumatized troops. Up to 50% of our fighting force currently that's deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan are traumatized with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, or military sexual trauma. Iraq Veterans Against the War, along with a lot of other groups and coalitions such as Civilian Soldier Alliance, Veterans for Peace, VVAW, we're trying to make it illegal for them to deploy traumatized troops, troops who are on the same medications that I myself am on as a disabled veteran. We think it's just common sense that once someone is traumatized, you should not send them back to the same situation that traumatized them in the first place. We're going to end that. That's going to knock a chunk off the fighting force, and then we're going to fight another strategic campaign to knock another chunk off the fighting force until we end these wars.
Bradley Manning is being held in, solitary confinement for, 23 hours a day?
Yeah. Yeah, and they strip him naked because they say that he's suicidal, and he says he's himself that he's not. So the military is doing what it normally does, and that is harass individuals, and now they're, if you ask me, it's torture. You know, you don't do this to an American service member before he's even been tried and convicted. They had him in solitary confinement before he was even charged with anything. That's wrong. Last time I checked, one of the most fundamental rights we have, according to the Constitution, is habeas corpus, and that's totally been denied for Bradley Manning.
It's ironic you have the military under the auspices of bringing democracy all over the world going into other countries, and here you have a soldier, one of our own, is being held in solitary confinement, no trial yet.
I think that just shows that what our government and our politicians have been telling us, that our troops are fighting for democracy. I think that shows just that it's a lie. Our military is not used to fight democracies. It's used to occupy countries and then bring them under some economic control of the U.S. And that's wrong. That's never been what the U.S. has said that it stood for, but yet it's done it. Ever since we became a major imperial power in the world.
I should have realized this, but I didn't. And when it was announced at this talks earlier, this is the 8th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq.
Yeah. And we're still there. President Obama ran on an anti-war platform, and here he is expanding a war in Afghanistan and still has not brought an end to the Iraq war. And now you hear the Defense Department saying that, the date that we set for all withdrawal of troops, that might come and pass, and we'll still have troops there. And, you can expect that for Afghanistan. You can expect that for any war until a people's movement rises that can end the war. And that's what we're trying to bring about here.
So what is it? Iraq is about, twice as long as the U.S. involvement in World War II. We've been in Iraq?
Yeah, something like that.
And I read in the Washington Post, I think it was just this week, almost two-thirds of Americans are opposed or want a beginning of a withdrawal, at least a beginning of Afghanistan. And yet, the Post, they said it's a complicated issue. I don't understand. Two-thirds of the people want this to end, or at least to start the withdrawal. And yet, we're still there.
Our citizens give the power to the politicians, and the politicians completely use that power in the wrong way, and the people have to take that power back. These people are paid by us. They are not our leaders. They are our representatives. And obviously, if two-thirds of us want our troops home, want an end to these wars, they're not listening to one thing that we say. And that's why we're out here on these White House gates. We're making them listen. We're coming here to where the war criminals are, where the people who continually fund these wars are. And we're telling them it's enough.
Your hands on the gate. You may get arrested. What do you hope comes of today?
I hope that more GIs and veterans see what we're doing. And I hope they log on to IVAW.org and look at what work that this organization is doing. And I hope they join and join this movement. And I hope that they get involved with our organization, help us in these wars, help us bring our troops home, help us fix this lie and this mess.
Jason, I met you this summer at a rally, and that was before Wisconsin. We're talking after Wisconsin and the uprisings in Madison, but also Egypt, Tunisia. I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
You know, IVAW we've released a statement saying that we stand in solidarity with the labor movement and what's happening up in Wisconsin. In fact, if you go on YouTube, you can find videos. Some of our Iraq Veterans Against the War members went up there and are working hand-in-hand with the labor movement up there. I think that, you know, it's one of the best things that could happen is for us to reach out to other movements and build a united front of a people's movement. That can really make change in this country. We expected the Obama administration to make change in this country, and obviously they haven't.
In Montgomery County, their legislators are saying bring the war dollars home, and I know tonight Linda Leakes from Power DC is going to be talking on that issue as well. So there is some connections. There's a whole lot of connections, although you see the Republicans talking about cutting non-military discretionary spending. But these wars are incredibly expensive, apart from the toll they take on veterans.
Yeah, and something that they never...
And the victims of...
They never tell you is, you know, there's this big debate over discretionary spending and what needs to be cut. And the battle is always over Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. But they don't tell you that 50% of our discretionary budget goes to defense. And if you ask me, it's not defense what we're doing. It's offense.
It's hurting people.
It's hurting people. It's hurting people who have nothing to do with 9/11. It's hurting people who have nothing to do with the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. It's hurting people who simply, you know, live in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and who were living their lives, and now they're changed utterly forever. And we still don't know how we're going to get out of this mess.
What about, even though there's a huge amount spent on the Pentagon, there's not a tremendous amount of services offered to returning members of the military?
Yeah, that's because, they don't give a shit about us. They want to fund the wars. They're interested in new technologies, new toys, anything that United Defense or Halliburton or KBR can kick out there and get a nice little cushy contract for. You know, that's what our defense dollars goes to. It doesn't go to fixing the lives and the families of broken service members.
Why did you join the military?
I joined the military when I was 17, and you know, I just I wanted out of my house. I wanted to get out on my own and see what the world was like, and you know, it really showed me what the world was like. You know, I joined in 97, and there was no war. You know, there was no war then, even though we were bombing the shit out of southern Iraq under the Clinton administration. You know, I joined not really thinking about having to go to war, and then in 2004, when that became a reality, and I deployed, it just changed me. 180 degrees, it changed me. War is a horrible thing. It should not happen in the way that modern wars are fought.
Any final thoughts you want to share on this 8th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq as you stand with your hand on the White House fence gate, Jason Hurd.
I just want to say that I'm very proud to still be serving the citizens of this country along with my other veteran brothers and sisters who are here today. You know, as far as we're concerned, we're still military members, and we're going to fight until all of our brothers and sisters are home.
Thanks so much, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.